You want to imagine the words you would like to read that would tell how the world suddenly came apart, more of how the parts, free of their false togetherness, asserted their separate beings, the world of power without qualification, the reality of pity for the innocent, your own body and soul blighted. Words that would grasp this process of disintegration, deremption, as a moment of rebirth. So the knowledge that no such rebirth is possible is one thing, the rebirth itself another. In the city, in lucidity for a moment, on the knife edge between truth with no qualification and meaninglessness. That this observer will go to one of the hospitals and the young and innocent who have never spoken a script written for them by power stay in their moments sharply divided from your departure and which proceed at 100 perpendiculars not to arrive at the same destination. No one to arrive at your destination but you. And power goes on, a reality around your mind, seen as it would be seen, no interior knowledge of it visible, just the way the air turns black with an exudation of knowledge, its own oil. I would like to read the poem that departs from truth at the cost of death, invisible to all but by its kindly stature, disclosing, opening out the eternal world where the others live. The passage of desire like a fact. The heroism of young parents, another fact, living with desire and with heroism of care. How can they have been placed on this precipice, always at the edge of being? How can the world be so indifferent? How can they be so indifferent and at the same time placed at an extreme point beyond even all of their knowledge and with desire? Often it is as if everything has stopped. Though everything is moving, the bus is moving. The heart without desire, is it a heart? One must begin to gather knowledge like this, the objects of feeling without feeling, the feeling of others, second best heart, Frost's diminished thing. To make use of the feelings of others, to make of them a cloak, to hide from the screaming baby in the brain, a cloak of invisibility to hide insensibility. Always turn outward, world of heroism and indifference and persistence, inertia at the same time, and beauty, the beauty of innocence, even if of one's own innocence before death, stripped of even the desire for desire, angry at the leaves you track in, angry at the self you track in, home from peeping at the babies, vicariously enjoying the plight of the young in their extremity. How can you be so indifferent? Les jeunes hommes on their way home from school, extinct fantasies. They come to mind less often now, indescribable missingness. Men and women take their place. Yes, men and women. You wouldn't be kidding us now, would you, Mary? And strollers, and you ask, what are babies, and what good is a newborn baby for whom you are already dead? Electric shock of being looked at by a baby. Suddenly you come into existence, pierced, then dismissed. Pierced, perceived, and to be perceived is to exist. Two generations of kids in the pub, X and Y. The babies seem to stand up in their strollers and raise their fat arms and grip lightning bolts in their fists. Too much pondering, too much walking the streets, ruminating, and then noticing the strings of language like chopped up DNA, the illusion of thought. These babies will wonder what that was. Oh, mournful. Strike any attitude, Mark tells me. That's what sucks, attitude. So to remain quiet and let thought silently recede beneath perception like beneath a door sill. They are children. They become young men and women. And at the meeting, my fellow board members' faces grow more sharp and pointed. When in the restaurant a baby suddenly looks at me, I see myself in the baby's view, not there at all, and to recoup, I look back at the baby who seems on fire. To be is to be perceived by a baby.